It's the Business News Hour. Thanks again for coming by. Well, it happens on the 26th of September. It's the annual Central Iowa Business Conference, the brainchild of the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. But you don't have to be a member of the Urbandale Chamber to attend. On tap, a whole host of breakout sessions and headliners like Les McGowan, Kurt Steinhorst, and Brad Sugars. We'll talk about each one in the upcoming conversation with our friends Lisa Fox and Tiffany Menke. Hang on. It's all coming up next. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Taro International, an organization committed to research-based education for business leaders and individuals seeking success in areas of communication skills, relationship building, listening, and more. You can find out more at taro.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through. We are about to learn something about the Central Iowa Business Conference that comes later this month to the great city of Des Moines. And with us in studio is Tiffany Menke. She is the president of the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce, and Lisa Fox, who is the chair of the program. This is a dynamic adventure. Great people coming, but hey, you didn't tune in to hear me talk. Let's visit with Lisa a minute. Welcome back, Lisa. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
How have you been?
I've been fantastic.
You look
How have you been?
As always.
Well, thank you.
Just ready to roll with everything.
Ready to rock.
So last year, the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce put together the first Central Iowa Business. Yeah, and I got the opportunity to be there and interview many of the participants, as well as the people who were the keynote speakers. It was an electric event. I mean, there was so much knowledge being gained.
It is absolutely fantastic, and what an asset to this community, and something that just doesn't exist here. That's why we were so excited to present the event last year. We're back stronger than ever this year. The program is absolutely fantastic. It's next Wednesday.
Yeah, this is coming up.
It is coming right up, and you need to get registered if you're not already. We have got, last year we brought in Gino Wickman.
Right, I remember.
And he was absolutely fantastic. And we wanted to build upon that and use some of the same programming and tactical skill set. And so one gentleman that fits beautifully into the operational methodology that Gino Wickman uses is Les McGowan.
Right. And Les has been around a while.
He has been around a while. He wrote a book called Predictable Success. And you read this book, and I don't care where you are in your business, if you are a fully matured business or just getting started, he has got strategies that you can deploy within your operation to kickstart you to the next level of your organization.
And if I remember correctly, according to what I saw, if you are an attendee, you get a book.
You get a book. Absolutely.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Well worth the price of admission, I will tell you that.
So Les is coming in, and he is a strategist about business. And then you've got a couple of other really interesting things. Brad Sugars, which I thought was interesting. He's the founder of Action Coach, right?
He is the founder of Action Coach. And I think, Tiffany, you know more about Brad than I do. I've studied the other two speakers. Tell us a little bit about Action Coach.
Sure. So Brad Sugars
Welcome,
is the...
Tiffany.
Thank you.
I didn't do that. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I was so captivated by seeing Lisa. I see you all the time. You know, what is the matter with me?
No, that's all
Welcome.
Right. So we're really excited about Brad Sugars. He is the founder and the CEO of Action Coach. And so Action Coach is a wonderful opportunity for business owners to sit down with a coach and help them with their business. And so he has strategies. He's also an author. We have him coming in. He's from Australia. So it's a wonderful opportunity to have him here. Connect
cute accent.
Yeah, yeah. So, and Les has an accent as well.
Oh, yeah,
so,
British.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. So it really is a wonderful opportunity to sit down with that founder and the CEO of Action Coach and all of their methodology and of how to run a successful business. And he's here and he's dynamic and it's awesome.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't familiar with Action Coach, this is a franchise opportunity with individuals who sign up as an Action Coach. You have a very extensive knowledge on Action Coach here in the Urbandale Chamber because you have a member.
Yep. Greg Thompson and Tina Howell. The two of them help us with our Moxie program,
yes,
which is a business owners program. He comes in once a month. It's free for members to sit down in a round table setting with members, with other business owners. And then they also do strategic startup from chaos to control. So
right,
anyone who's starting up a business can sit and work through the foundation of how to run a business. You know, we've found, you know, I've been doing this 14 years. Business owners are really excited about the service that they're providing or the widget that they're building.
Sure.
But they might not really understand how to actually run that business. And so that's what strategic startup from chaos to control is. And those two coaches with Action Coach help us through those programs.
And Monty Wyatt is another guy. And Monty is bringing a whole adventure back to Des Moines on October 12th, I think it is. It's this whole thing with John C. Maxwell and Live to Lead. Yeah, so there, Action Coach is around, and this is a very progressive, very viable business that so many individuals have taken advantage of. And then, Lisa, there is a third individual.
There is. We're just jam-packed. So we've got Kurt Steinhorst, and
And Kurt, by the way, hey, Kurt, thanks so very much for retweeting our
message.
Wasn't
that great? There.
Yeah, see, Kurt's on it.
I connected to him this morning, so at your recommendation. So thank you very much. Kurt gives a fantastic presentation on digital distractions. I don't know about you, but I'm sitting here with my phone right now in front of me. We are so managed by our phones and our tweets and responses to emails. And one of the comments that he makes in his presentation is if you do not have a to-do list every day, your inbox becomes your to-do list.
Yes.
And you are managed by the chaos around you, which is absolutely insane and not very productive, by the way. I manage some millennials. And you know, if I think I'm distracted.
Hello?
I look at them throughout the day because they're managing way more social media than I am. And it's really hard to get productivity and consistency and, you know, any type of activity.
There's so much noise, much clutter, and you need to be able to focus on what's important.
Absolutely.
And if he can offer business people those tools to focus on what's important, the opportunity for business to grow.
Well, and he's got tactics and skills that you can deploy that will help you not only manage your own time, but help you manage your people. And I think that probably when we were putting this agenda together, I was most excited about getting Les and Brad here. But now that I'm researching Kurt, I think he's the ringer.
He's the deal. He is the deal.
He's worth the price of entry alone. So
Tiffany Mankey is with us, but that is the voice of Lisa Fox. We are talking about the Central Iowa Business Conference that happens, by the way,
a week
next
from
week.
Yesterday? Yes.
This is a big deal. Where is it being held?
It's being held at the Airport Holiday Inn.
New venue this year.
Yep, new venue. We're really excited about that. They put in some fabulous renovations for that whole facility, and they've been absolutely wonderful to work with. So we went to that facility. It's easy parking, easy to get there. It's great. One of the other things we haven't touched on, though, is our breakout sessions. We have 11 breakouts, and I know I'm going to have a hard time deciding which ones I'm going to go through, but
you made me decide.
I know. I'm sorry. one that I do want to call out is the translating culture to the bottom line profit. And we had Todd McDonald with ATW yesterday at our membership luncheon.
I heard.
And he got in a little bit to this culture piece. And with unemployment at 2.6%
here. That's on the high side, right?
Mm-hmm. It's critical for a company to have a culture. And so he's talking through about how to connect that to that bottom line profit. And we have companies here in the area that are going to be serving on the panel that are known for their company culture and talking about how they were able to impact their bottom line. So
yeah, let me just back up on that for just a second. And I don't know if people understand how important culture has become in a company, because first of all, you have a retention issue, you have a recruitment issue, you have pay issues, you have health insurance issues. You got all these issues that are going on out there. And if you don't pay attention to every one of those, plus creating a culture where people feel needed, wanted, appreciated, then you're going to have trouble retaining and recruiting.
Yeah, and this isn't about putting in a ping pong table and having a keg of beer on Friday. That's not what this is about. So that's one of the breakout sessions. We have virtual employees. You know, that's another breakout session. Navigating through the new tax laws. Really exciting. But I'll tell you, it's so important for our businesses to understand what's going on. We have the number one employee benefit that wins the talent war, how predictable success and EOS traction complement each other. We have Les McEwen doing a breakout to really do a deeper dive in predictable success.
Well, this is just loaded with
stuff.
It is.
This is a fantastic opportunity, not only for this content, but for connections.
Yeah. Lisa, what?
I am chomping at the bit. The one that I am most looking forward to, not for myself, but for teams all over the state that need this, is the art of networking. Don DeWay is doing a presentation on how to network, and networking comes naturally for people like Tiffany and me, but for a lot of people that don't get out of the office much, or for heaven's sakes, these younger folks who aren't used to having conversations with people outside of social media, really do need someone to teach them and sort of hold their hand through that networking process. So I think that's going to be one of my favorite sessions as we look at the agenda for the breakout sessions.
Lisa Fox, ladies and gentlemen, she is the chair of the Central Iowa Business Conference. We're also with Tiffany Menke, the president of the Urbandale Chamber. Now, we've got to make mention of this because, Tiffany, I think that many people would think, you got to be a member of the Urbandale Chamber to be able to go to this function.
No, you don't. And there's not a price difference. It's the $225 to attend for one day. And I'll tell you, Todd McDonald with ATW, he was doing some research on Les McEwen. And Les does a one-day session, and it's over $3,000. And you can hear all of this for just that one low price. So that's the caliber of the speakers and the content that we're bringing here to Central Iowa. We already have people registered from all across Iowa. We even have a business coming in from Chicago to hear less.
It's a real quality thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about membership. It's not about any of that. It really is about bringing these high caliber speakers, this high quality content to Central Iowa to help elevate our businesses.
The voice of Tiffany Menke, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Urbandale Chamber.
One thing I'd like to add too is I think the best outcome, the greatest opportunity to take these ideas and practices and apply them into your own organization is to bring a team. So it's one thing for the owner or the president of the company to come, but when you've got your VP of HR or your ops director sitting at the table with you hearing these messages, there's a great opportunity for you to hold each other accountable when you walk out that door to make sure that you're applying the ideas that you heard that day. And that's a lost opportunity.
That is so important because, as you well know, and we've all been there, guys. We've all been there. We go to these conferences and we may be the chief executive officer or the president and we failed to bring somebody else with us. And then we go back to work and we've got all of the chazarai, all the stuff
Yep.
That's going on, and we dive into that and go, oh, yeah, that $500 I spent for that conference, I'll get to that maybe tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, or next week or next month, and it never happens. But the opportunity, like I said, and the team building that happens when you've got that team with you, it's a great motivator, an energy builder, and a good way to focus on your business instead of living in your business, which is where we spend most of our time, right?
Exactly right. And that is the bane of most business owners, where they work in their business, or on their business rather, or in their business, but not on their business.
Right, right. So this is an opportunity to just kind of get up out of it and take a more strategic view.
All right. You will see, ladies, we will have links to all of this on how to register and how to get this done. You're going to see that registration ends tomorrow, on Friday, the 21st. However, you'll accept people throughout the weekend, maybe?
Yeah. We have to give some numbers to the hotel on Friday. We'll add in a little bit of flexibility, but I definitely would encourage you to register sooner than later.
Yep. All right. We will have registration numbers on all of that for you on the radio blog. Tiffany, Lisa, thanks so very much for doing this. Appreciate it.
Great to see you again.
Thanks, Michael.
Once again, that was Lisa Fox and Tiffany Menke from the Central Iowa Business Conference. And we understand there are a few spots left for you and your team. You can find all that information up on our radio blog. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is a production of Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications. Our production tech is Chap Ramsey, Sales and Marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're hearing right now is created for us by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? Hey, we can hook you up. For all of us, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks again for listening. Be safe, be well, be careful, but most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.